We still got one more house.
Daniel Hilton is walking through a suburban neighborhood, holding his phone in one hand and campaign materials in the other. His T-shirt also has a message.
It says, "Excuse my complexion."
It's not very subtle, but at the same time, it's just like it does start a conversation, so I like it.
Hilton is campaign manager for Shelley Hutchinson. She's one of two Democrats vying for a House district where in the past, Democrats haven't even bothered to run. But longtime Republican incumbent David Casas is retiring this year, and he's among an exodus of GOP incumbents opening the door for competition from both parties.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Dana Hilton with the Shelley Hutchinson campaign. First Democrat in over a decade.
Hilton says after decades without competitive political races, people in this district aren't used to political canvassers, and many of them don't answer the door.
In this area, in the turf, we only spoke to like five people and got two of
But at Gwinnett's Democratic Party headquarters later that day, the mood is energized. A couple dozen volunteers are there to get training as canvassers.
My name is Laura Raymond. Canvassing is my cardio.
Raymond teaches people the do's and don'ts of going door to door, and she helps run the party phone bank.
We have nearly a million residents in Gwinnett, and of course a lot of them are voters, and we really have a lot of work cut out for us if we're going to talk to most of them.
County Party Chair Gabe Okoya says a lot more people are coming to party meetings and events since 2016. That's when Hillary Clinton became the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry Gwinnett since Jimmy Carter.
There's so much energy in our party that we have to restrain it. It would be catastrophic. You can't just let so much energy go uncontrolled. So we do whatever we can to channel it properly for maximum result.
Okoya says part of that is making sure there are qualified candidates in down ballot races too.
So we have gone from a situation where we didn't used to have anybody on the ballot except the top of the ballot to where we are contending with about 10 or 12 primaries, you know, right now as it is.
Of the campaign flyers laid out at Democratic Party HQ, the vast majority are for women candidates, people of color, or both. Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie says this shows politics is catching up with demographic changes in suburban Atlanta.
So now you have a critical mass of people of color in Gwinnett County, and they can start to make credible challenges to share power with whites who have controlled most of the seats in the county for a long period of time.
But historically, most voters don't pay attention to primaries, especially during non-presidential years. 4 years ago in Gwinnett, only 14% of those registered to vote actually cast ballots.
But for the sake of democracy, it's really important for both parties to reach out to as many voters as possible and to do the job of educating voters about, yes, their primary elections in May and runoffs in July, and that it's important to participate in all of those elections.
The deadline to register to vote in Georgia's primary is Tuesday, April 24th. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.